I posted this before. I think Ford said I should change the last one because it's too basic, and
all of these prompts are terrible. Like, these all need to be funny.
Dude, Jonathan made mine good in like 10 minutes.
I've gotten likes on the first two.
I mean, but what's interesting about that? You're like every other asshole. Sunrise hikes, food trucks, surf, sunset on the beach. Like, cool story, bro. Right? Like, you need to create an emotional reaction. That's the only thing you're going for. Right? Like, like does not tell you shit. So, yeah, let's hear from Jonathan and Amir. What do you guys want to swap these out with? Welcome to the Leverage Podcast, where we give you men's dating advice that doesn't suck. I'm your host, Robbie Kramer, a personal growth junkie and dating coach for over 15 years. Tune in each week to learn the latest and greatest strategies to get more dates, make yourself more attractive and confident with the opposite sex, in order to meet your perfect 10 and design a lifestyle that makes all your buddies jealous. If you're a regular listener and digging our content, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever you watch this or listen. But if you don't feel like it's worthy of 5 stars, just go ahead, don't leave any review at all. And that'd be great. If you're new to the show, I recommend you download my free dating protocol, which will help you optimize your first dates. I like to connect with my listeners personally, so send me a message on Instagram, say hi, and I'll send you over that PDF to download. You can find me on Instagram at Robbie_Kramer. That's RobbieKramer. So before we dive into this week's content, I want to let you guys know we've opened up a few slots in our exclusive mastermind program called the Leverage Program. We're accepting applications. If you want to join our select group of men and experience the radical power of accountability, stop procrastinating on your goals, cross everything off your sexual bucket list, become a beast who gets more stuff done. To learn more and apply, go to innerconfidence.com/leverage.
Yo, we have a very cool episode on tap for you this week, something we've never done before. This is called real-time assist online dating. So what is real-time assist? It means we're actually giving assistance to your online dating efforts in real time. So we all jump on a call on Zoom, and then we share our phone screen, and we go through our matches, we go through our messages, and we figure out the best way to respond, figure out the best pictures to choose, the best captions, and we're just sort of workshopping this stuff in real time. This is the fastest and the most fun way to improve at online dating, and we're incorporating all the sort of scripts that we have and using that mastermind effect where we're all helping each other, using that collective brain to learn these skills. And basically that's what happens. You walk away with a much better understanding of how to deal with these situations, which you're going to see over and over again. That's what online dating is. It's kind of like online poker. you know, the more you see a situation, the more you know what to do. And here that is. So hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Also, you really want to watch this. I mean, listening is not going to be nearly as valuable. So check out the YouTube video. Wherever you listen to this, you can also watch it. And you're going to get a lot more out of actually seeing the screenshots and seeing what's going on.
This is fun.
This is great. The real time assist.
Yeah, this is cool. It's a good for us. It's a good idea, Robbie, to do it like this.
Yeah, I dig this. I figured we would just kind of go round robin.
Can I go first for 5 minutes? I'm going to show you guys what Jonathan and I did.
You need to get Zoom on your phone to do what you
I
want.
Have Zoom on my phone. This time it worked. Guys, I'm a professional computerologist. All right.
That's not a real world.
Computerologist.
I'm not sure.
All right. All right. Okay, Jonathan, what do I say?
You got this, man.
It's okay. I'm supposed to do a psychoanalysis based on her profile. What do y'all do with that? I don't know how to do that psychoanalysis.
Wait, she already said, is this that? You can just say it was a small version and you'll get the rest in real life. You don't have to say that verbatim, but like you're already, you can go for the date at this point, or you can go for the next step. You've already gone back and forth a lot.
Okay, got it. So here I would say, oh, hey, Dan Delden. I could say that was just a taste.
A taste.
I typically do this more mid conversation. What do you think?
Or needs to be more funny. Something along the line of like a therapist having you on their couch.
that was just a
That's good, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just a taste. I do my best psychoanalysis when you're on my couch.
But we can settle. But we can settle for a bar
when you're on my couch. But we
when can, I have my notepad out.
Should I without remove the couch and do notepad?
No, both. When you're on my couch with my notepad out.
That out, but.
Wearing my amateur therapist t-shirt.
Oh, this is getting way too long, no?
Getting too long. We can settle for over a glass of wine.
There you go.
What do you think, Jonathan? Too long?
It's a bit long, but it's really good, though. So I'd be tempted to try it, see if it works.
It's mirroring her last message, so it's not too long.
It's the same length. It feels like the same length.
Yeah, you're good.
All right, boom, done. Guaranteed getting laid. All right, moving on. Okay, so this one, notice something about your profile. What would that be? And I'm just gonna say you seem to have several of my weaknesses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Fucking Jonathan approved script. All right. Oh, I already did that one. Okay. I know something about your profile. Oh, you seem to have a few of my weaknesses. You know you can't fucking copy and paste in here, which is bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying.
Yeah, so let's see. You say, what do you say? It's like, well, let's see.
You were copying mine for a while. I was saying like petite, adventurous, feminine, cute smile, submissive, doesn't take herself.
I always check to see if they're petite, first of all.
Sometimes it's almost better if they're not. Then you're like, well, I'm not that one. And they're almost like justifying themselves to you.
I would add one ridiculous one in there too.
I like that. Petite, adventurous,
feminine, good at swimming pool handstands,
submissive, possible. I like possible nice. Do you like the possible nice booty remark?
Yeah, love it.
Possible nice booty, great at swimming pool handstands.
Yeah.
A swimming poop. Okay, that cleared my hinge. Well, let's see. Oh yeah, so Jonathan, this is how Jonathan opens. He does this. What do y'all do?
For the role play, or not the role play, but for the series of follow up, this is great.
Okay, no. Do you ever send a rose?
No.
Yeah, roses for simps.
Exactly.
Okay. That's like that. I surrender the mic.
What'd the rest of you guys think of that? Like, would that be valuable for you guys to do also?
I think so. Like, I wasn't ready for it today, but if I could like load up a bunch of my, like, let's say I save once a week, like all the, like the last few convos that I'm kind of blocked in and I just don't answer them for a couple of days. And then we kind of like bomb through them in 5 minutes like that. That would be useful.
Dude, we could do text game too, man. Like I could have gone through my text.
You still have 3 minutes, Amir.
I don't think I have any. I don't think I got anything to the. Yeah, I would have to save it up. I would have to save it up. That's what I would do though. I would save a bunch up if we were going to do this as a group.
Okay. It's fun. I love it.
Okay, I'm done with my time. Anybody else have that? You can just share your screen.
Yeah, if anyone else wants to do that. Anyone else?
Are these scripts shareable, Jonathan? I'd like them. I got good at the RB exclusive one, but that's the only one I know.
I think I posted them quite a few times in the online dating thread. Okay.
Then I'll...
Dude, Charles, do you have just pull up your app. Let's do something together.
I don't have anything set up.
Oh, okay.
I quit online dating because Bobby told me to.
It is bad, but yeah, here we are.
I mean, for online dating to work,
it's not easy. So, you know, you're able to day game, which is, I think, a better return on investment. But hey, it's like devoting maybe an hour to it a week, seeing how it goes. It's worth the test.
Yeah,
you swipe while you're taking the shit and stuff.
You gave me the advice of like going 5 minutes a day, and that's it.
Dude, actually, I think that's like 5-10 minutes a day is actually probably plenty.
Yeah.
Because after that, you get to the bottom of the barrel, right? That you wouldn't want it anyway. And you don't want like to be the profile that just accepts all the girls, because then you're like a low ELO score or whatever they call it.
Bro, y'all say that about Hinge. Let me put it this way. I've done Hinge for a year. I deleted it 3 times. I could never get any matches. And then I reactivated it and I started liking every single fucking girl. And now you guys see the matches I'm getting on Hinge. So I'm just saying that advice fucked me on Hinge. And once I ignored that advice, I started getting hot matches.
Maybe it's because I know for sure it's a thing on Tinder, but maybe it's the Hinge algorithm works differently. I don't know.
My biggest problem is I'm using the, like, are we exclusive opener, and I'm getting girls' attention, but then they kind of just drop off after like 2 or 3 text exchanges. So then I'm left kind of like icing them for a week or so, and I try to re-engage and I don't get anything.
Wait, so you're dropping, not text, like message, right? Are you losing them after you switch to texting, or are you losing them within the role play?
I'm losing them within the role play.
Okay, so my guess is you're not using the lines correctly, or you're not catering the lines enough to make it funny.
Okay. So I need to like stick with the script, then adjust it according to how.
A lot of times you can just cut and paste. Can you show us? Can you screen share?
Yeah, how do I?
He has like 3 or 4 examples of him through the whole screen, the role play, and I just copy pasted when I was doing it.
Okay.
I mean, it was
so why did you change the wording of the opening line?
Oh, what is it supposed to be? Just like
so does this mean we're exclusive?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I didn't think it made a big difference.
I think it does, like, a lot. If you change some of the jokes, sometimes the wording can make a big difference with the humor. I would just stick with the, so does this mean we're exclusive, or does this make us exclusive? Not a big deal, but somewhere you could look. And then I suppose so. Perfect. Already updated my Facebook status and got 27 likes, including my mom. Okay, that's good. I would,
but
follow
even right. Even that text, you changed it, right, Robbie? Like, yeah, the way you suggested is a little bit different, and I find it comes off a little better.
Yeah, I agree too.
My mom is so excited to meet you.
My mom's super excited to meet you. Exactly. So okay. Yeah, like, don't change anything. Cut and paste, because we've optimized these.
Gotcha.
And in this spot where she hasn't, you know, she hasn't responded, like, icing for online dating doesn't work, because she just forgets about you. There's no investment, right? Like, icing via text when you've actually met that person or gone on a date or at least gotten them off the platform of online dating. Still, I think icing doesn't really work unless you've met the person. So you're just like, she's just going to forget about you. So double text here, right? And follow up with like, yo, love is serious, or yo, Tinder serious, that line. I don't remember it exactly, but it's like, love is serious, you swipe right, I swipe right, I thought things were getting serious, right? Like, find the line, cut and paste.
The other thing I would also say with this is most of Robbie's messages had a question to like make the person go forward, and this one does not happen. So,
good point.
What is she supposed to
say from this? Robbie, I'm curious about your input on, and Dan, we haven't seen your profile, so I think maybe we need to see that. But like, I'm curious, like, with the this the line you just gave to like revive the dead convo, that would be good if it's clearly obvious that the girl understands that this is all being sarcastic. But if he's giving really like boyfriendy vibes or like nice guy vibes, would you be worried that she might take him seriously and be like, oh shit, maybe this guy actually is like looking for a wife on this?
Well, I've had a few exchanges where the girls, like, they thought when I say, does this mean we're exclusive? Like, they've taken it seriously.
Well, that's because you're changing it. And if you use the one that we use, there's very little chance that's going to happen.
Dude, I don't know about that, Robbie. I don't know about that, because I've done that shit pretty on the nose, and I've not gotten the thing. I think that the profile matters a lot, man.
Well, like, I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm saying him changing it, and he's going to kill the humor, because we've already like optimized those actual lines for humor. For sure, the profile matters. I think we should look at the profile. I'm saying don't change the lines.
Yeah.
Show us your profile, man.
Yeah. So real quick, when I double text, should I just on average wait like 1 or 2 days?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's edit profile. So. I posted this before. I think Ford said I should change the last one because it's too basic, and
all of these prompts are terrible. Like, these all need to be funny.
Dude, Jonathan made mine good in like 10 minutes.
I've gotten likes on the first two.
I mean, but what's interesting about that? You're like every other asshole. Sunrise hikes, food trucks, surf, sunset on the beach. Like, cool story, bro. Right? Like, you need to create an emotional reaction. That's the only thing you're going for. Right? Like, like does not tell you shit. So yeah, let's hear from Jonathan and Amir. What do you guys want to swap these out with?
I think Jonathan should show his profile, or I can show mine, but it's such a different
Amir, why don't you explain what we talked about yesterday, and I'll chime in because I'm cooking right now. So
okay, let me just show the profile that Jonathan helped me make. Fuck, I forgot our computers work again. All right.
Thought you were a computerologist.
Yeah, well, you know, leave me alone. Here.
I mean, I feel like we could smash these really quick and come up with funny shit for him in 2 seconds. But pull up yours.
I mean, I don't have to show mine if you don't think.
No. I want you to.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, Jonathan, I just had a chick reply to that thing. The one I just opened, she replied and said she's looking for a sex slave. You should see it. Wait, I'm pulling it up right now. But first, I'll show my profile.
Yes.
So he had me switch out a couple picks, and I put prompts on every single one that were kind of, he didn't like seem to have a lot of opinion about the prompts other than just like they're good, but these three written prompts were fucking awesome. They've set a sexual tone that I've never set before, and this third one leaves girls like they ask for it. They want to get psychoanalyzed, right?
Yeah, which it's amazing.
It's great because I have no idea what to fucking say, which means I'm pushing my boundaries, right? But like, I see now, like,
can pick these prompts, by the way.
Jonathan did it. I just copied what he had. Copy it.
Yeah. Well, the part that's in dark text, you pick it from a list. And then the part that's in light text, you write it yourself.
All right, Dan, copy.
Dude, Dan, do it.
Yeah. I was also thinking, because there's a limited number of these prompts, I could just come up with like a bunch of answers to some and post them in the group and see what you think, and then try.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, I think you should just copy these, man. This is
like, you can do that and then copy these. Yeah.
Basically, what you want to do is you want your prompts to like get the girl curious, right? So like the psychological analysis one gets girls super fucking curious. So that one kills. There's a reason for all of them, and there's a reason for the order. And I just stole this from online somewhere, but that, so the first one is there for is because like it's kind of like it's a pretty blanket statement. It's like a nice introductory one. It's not too like jarring or shocking, but like so many girls will be like, oh, so true. And the fact that you're introducing like the word sex there in communication, just every girl will agree with that. And at the same time, it kind of like sets you up a little bit for saying that, like, you know, you're talking about sex and you're open about talking about sex. So it's good for that. Then the second one is more like, the second one's more like risky. But what if a girl responds to this one and asks you, she's curious about your shower thought, that gives you a green light to literally sext her. Like, I send her like this long ass text I have prepared already about like something that turns me on. So like, what if I type that out, I get a boner typing it out. So I just,
this is fucking genius, by the way. This is the way that this flows from a woman looking at this. It slowly gets her thinking about you as like a guy she wants to fuck. It's really fucking good.
So, but I would say the second one, girls, it's the one that girls respond to the least, but when they do respond, like, you're guaranteed to like tie them up and fuck them. Like it's done. And then the third one is the one that girls respond to like 9 times out of 10. So what's good about these is that girls get curious about all of them. And so like most of the time on Hinge, I'm just writing the little tongue sticking out emoji thing on girls' pictures, like Amir showed. And then the girls open me. Then yeah, the yummy thing. And then girls open me after, and they're opening me, so I don't have to do anything. They open me, and they're already falling into one of the scripts that I have ready for it. So like Amir started doing this, and it's already working for him.
I'm already getting blackballed at an alarmingly high rate. John, what do you say to this?
Hang on, I can't see it. 1 second. Yes, this is amazing.
I've never got anything like this ever online. I talked to Jonathan for 30 minutes last night. Now I'm getting
Yo, she's hot too. Okay. We gotta come up with a good response for this.
Yes, and be honest, I'm looking for a sex slave to worship me and get rewarded. I think we need to change this this frame, because she's kind of stealing the Dom frame here, you know. This is like a.
Can you say something along the lines like, if I'm trying to think of how to phrase it, but like something along like, you know, if I tie you up and you're a good girl, you'll get everything you want, or something like that.
I like that. I'm looking for a sex slave to worship me and get rewarded.
Okay.
How do you feel about being worshipped while tied up?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that one.
I like that one too. Boom. This concludes my TED talk.
But yeah, Dan, just like, either copy these, because these work, or if you want to invent your own, you like try to do the same mold where like you're prompting girls to open you, basically, right? So like you want to get them curious. That's the key.
Right.
If you can introduce like some sexuality to it, it's only going to help you, because your pictures actually look really sick, but your prompts make you sound like typical nice guy.
Yeah, that's kind of like the problem I'm having is like I tend to get on dates with girls who are like more looking towards something serious, and then it makes it harder to.
Yeah, you're just getting smashed with boyfriend zone vibes. You're like the epitome of boyfriend zone.
I had the same problem as you, man. Like, I'm super nice guy, if, like, naturally, sort of. Like, if when I'm one on one with a girl, and then my original profile used to be like that too. So the only thing that worked for me was to counterbalance by going totally opposite. I'd make a super fuckboy profile, and then like when you meet with them, your natural personality is going to balance it out and it'll come off even. So I would just like kind of counterbalance the other way a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jonathan. I was always really afraid of going like so sexual and whatever, because I'm not that way until later once I like really get to know them. And I was afraid that it set me up with expectation. But if you're the second or third person that told me, like, that's not how it is. When you meet them, they're just, like, super sweet, you know.
Yeah.
You pretend kind of like that never even happened. But then, you know, escalate.
Yeah. So, Jonathan, she replied to the tie-up thing with, you cannot tie me up. That's all she said.
The safe word is no. Just kidding.
No, the safe word is tighter.
I feel like you're going, that'd be funny, but you're going down the wrong path there. You need to get her off the app ASAP. Be like, all this negotiation is killing my fantasy. We should, you know, how about we negotiate over drinks? You don't need to say it's killing my fantasy. Say, how about we negotiate the finer points over a glass of wine?
How about we negotiate the finer points over a glass of wine? I like that.
Dan, share your screen again. Show us another example of the role play failing.
How is this chick? This wasn't the same war opener. I did my own, but she's one of the hotter chicks I'm talking to, and she like took like a week to respond back to me.
17. Damn, he got money. The first you hit 14, they can get jobs. Got to work that passive income, right? Yeah. So here, like, what is she gonna say? Yeah, you know.
Yeah, not really. I guess because I wanted to ask a question, but I guess it's not really one that's gonna stimulate a response in her.
And this is the problem with trying to reinvent the wheel each time. As soon as you do that, now you got to do it for every message, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really hard versus, you know, either using the script that Jonathan and Amir were using or the role play, you know, this is where it becomes like just a terrible ROI. I would follow up here and just kind of swap threads and go to the how does it go, Jonathan? Like the "you have some of my weaknesses" one.
Yeah, you could say I actually noticed something about your profile.
Okay. Right.
And then when she answers, then after you say it seems you might have a few of my weaknesses.
And then you wait for her to respond to that, and then you drop them, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Because if you just dump it on her, she's like it just feels like a script and you're just trying to get this line out.
Exactly. Yeah. You need that investment. Yeah, fire that one off.
Robbie, would go straight into that? Or would you like go back to it again, Dan? The convo?
Dan, send it right now so you don't forget.
Do you recommend to type it right now, or do you recommend to do no, I guess, yeah, because there's nothing she could respond to the one before. Yeah, I agree, Robbie.
Did you have a different suggestion?
No, I was going to say, because I was just, I forgot what he had wrote before. But, like, if he had given something that was worth, like, if she just didn't respond, but his text was, like, an engaging text before, then he could have called her out and said, like, you know, he could have done a call out or something and been like, was it such a hard question or something like that?
But right.
This is like the way he didn't give her that much to work with, so he doesn't need to call her out, right?
Yeah, I agree. Cause yeah, if you call her out for this, she's just gonna be like, "What do you want me to say?" Yeah, or she's gonna think that. She's not gonna say it, but she's gonna think it. She's just gonna think you're an idiot.
is there like a big difference on like when I text a girl during the day? Because I've been trying to. I try to text them in the evening, like when they're like during the weekday. Cause it's like a lot of times, like I'm at work. And so if I text her, like I had one girl, I texted her at like 1 PM cause I was on a long lunch break. And she's like, why are you text? She was giving me a shit test being like, why are you texting me at work? So.
Wait, text or online apps?
Online apps.
Oh, then she's an idiot. Just ignore what she said. That's really stupid.
Yeah, I think for online apps, it doesn't matter. Like ideally, you if she responds instantly, then you want to respond instantly. You can get that real time convo going and move things forward really quickly, right? And get off the app, right? So if you have time to respond in real time, do it, regardless of the time of the day, right? And I don't really think it fucking matters. Normal texting, like, you know, usually you're kind of okay most of the time, unless it's like a Friday, Saturday night at like 9, 10 PM, then you run the risk of looking like you have no life. But hey, if she's responding to you at that time and you respond to her, no big deal. It's not like, oh, she texted me, I can't respond until Sunday, right? You know what I mean?
Right, right. Okay.
Mirroring is always the answer. Well, almost always the answer. And just being aware of those other times.
But I've never heard, Robbie, about anybody like saying, why are you texting me at work? Like, why are you checking your phone at work? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like just fucking read it when you have time to read it. Like,
yeah, exactly. That she teed herself up for that one. So yeah, Dan, throw that response in right now. Maybe she'll respond by the end of the call.
What is it? You seem to have a few of my weaknesses.
No, it's I noticed something about your profile.
Oh,
say I noticed something particular or something interesting about your profile. You could say profile or pictures too. It depends. I usually say profile though.
I would say particular.
I like particular is better than interesting, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I do like the dot 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 thing?
No.
So just that?
Yeah.
All
right. Dude, I will say that having the scripts, like being able to respond in real time with the scripts as you get them memorized, I'm like, I think is way better. So you like practice with the scripts for a while and then you can just like rattle them off. It's way better because I notice when I have one of the scripts like good to go, I get better results. But when I get stuck, you know, like it really fucks up the momentum.
Yeah, I agree. Like I have the scripts. I have the marriage role play one and the prom one like burned in my brain. So it's very easy for me to say, oh, he needs that line, right? He needs the love is serious line. Then I don't remember exactly, like I have a note in my phone with the word for word, and then I, you know, cut and paste if I need it. But I know the prompt from reps.
But Dan, I would double down what Jonathan was saying, man. Like, I'm certain, dude, you and I probably get the same box. Like, girls look at us like, this guy's successful, good looking, got some money, right? They're like, I want him to be my husband and pump me full of babies, right? And like, and we always get in that same fucking spot. They're like, you know, so I think I'm learning a new way. I think it's way better, bro. Unless you want to be making babies, which I don't advise.
No, that's a hard task for me.
Question on the online dating. It's short. Is it worth putting up a profile if I didn't care? Cater all the photos? Like if they're not 100% there, should I wait till I get them all and then do it?
Say that again?
So Connor, like, is spending a lot of time making sure his photos are 100% great and then making the profile, turning it on. I wonder if it's worth, like, is that the way to do it? Like wait until my pictures are 100%, profile's 100%, and then...
I've been meaning for 2 years to get good photos taken and I never did it. My photos kind of stuck, but I just did it anyway.
Your profile is really polarizing because of the way you set up the prompts and stuff. The other thing that's interesting, and maybe another call we should have Jonathan show, he's like Tinder and his Hinge. He's showing you some experiments he's running. I think it's pretty interesting. Charles, like I suspect that yours are better than you think, but you should put them out there for us to see.
If you just use your Instagram photos, those are great. A great start, anyways. Like ready to go.
It's a great start, but it's not like it could be better. Could go
sure, but like it seems like the prompts are what makes the emotional sort of lean in from the girl, right? Like if you have good photos, she's gonna be like, "All right, this guy's attractive," right? Because the first thing she's gonna do after you send the yum emoji, she's gonna look at your photos, right? And she's gonna be like, "Okay, he's not a fucking hideous beast." And then she's going to look at your prompts and be like, ooh, interesting. Not the average loser. This guy's, you know, he's got some spice, some edge to him. And then she'll respond.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the real-time assist. And if you'd like to participate in this live in the future, click the link in the show notes and check out the webpage where we're going to be offering this kind of as like a beta test to see if there's interest out there for this sort of thing going forward. Hope to see you there.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, go to innerconfidence.com and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for the latest episodes.